Friendship.
Yes, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death. Yeah, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, that's right. Our tongue has the power to speak life or to speak death. Friend, and I encourage you today and throughout the remainder of this week to speak life into the life of someone here this week. Friend, how are you? Happy Thursday, May 2nd, 2013. Wow. Hello, May. It just came up and snuck up upon us. Friend, I hope you are enjoying your day thus far. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you on this National Day of Prayer. I love it. This is an opportunity, a holiday, a day that is recognized by the government as the National Day of Prayer. And how cool it is, how encouraging it is that we set aside a day specifically to focus and encourage others to pray to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, friend, I encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity and encourage the people that you work with, the people that you dwell with and spend your day with, to encourage them to pray on this National Day of Prayer. In fact, I know Mark Burns, if you're listening to the morning edition, Mark Burns just wrapping up as we speak the prayer breakfast in Rantoul at the Linden. So I pray that that went well. I'm sure he'll update you how the National Day of Prayer breakfast went. And he was also the special speaker as well. So be listening tomorrow for the Friday edition, and he'll let you know how all that went as well. Well, coming up on Saturday, you are invited to a special benefit fundraiser sponsored by the Ridge Farm Community Church, and they're going to be having a special chicken noodle dinner and gospel jam. All funds raised will go help benefit the church clothing room. Ridge Farm Community Church, of course, in Ridge Farm, Illinois, on Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. for their chicken noodle dinner and gospel jam session, and they'll have music throughout the evening as well. Again, all funds raised will go help benefit the church clothing room at the church on Saturday night. Get more information on this and other events happening this weekend and in the coming weeks as well by checking out our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, Fred, I did mention that today, of course, is the National Day of Prayer, and we'll have a devotion on prayer and what it means to spend some time with God right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Yes, creatures of our God and King, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on the second day of May already, 2013. Of course, today is the National Day of Prayer, and actually the National Day of Prayer is an annual observance held on the first Thursday of May, inviting people of all faiths to pray for the nation. Is actually created in 1952 by joint resolution of the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Harry S. Truman. And I love what Thomas Jefferson said about prayer in 1808. It says, "Fasting and prayer are religious exercises, the enjoining them an act of discipline. Every religious society has a right to determine for itself the time for these exercises and the objects proper for them according to their own particular tenets. And right can never be safer than in their hands, where the Constitution has deposited it." It's Thomas Jefferson from 1808. So with that being said, our devotion today will be focusing on our alone time and our prayer time with the Lord. So if you have your Bible with you, turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. And we're going to begin in verse 38. And this was right after Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan. And then we pick up in verse 38 of Luke chapter 10, verse 38, at the home of Mary and Martha. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her to help me." Verse 41, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." I'll tell you what, so oftentimes in ministry and just working with people, the Lord deals with my own spirit, saying, you need to take a step back, you need to take a time out, you need to put things on pause. I mean, I can totally relate to Martha, and every time I hear this passage, I think, man, I really need to work on that. I am Martha. I mean, Martha and I can be best of friends, probably growing up in school, and we all know how hard it is at times when we get so busy with normal everyday stresses of life, tugging at our limited time. You know, we read that Mary chose the better part. Mary chose the better part while Martha was doing the housework. Now, let's not deny the real importance of housework and practical matters and things needing to be done and completed. And actually, the verse even says here, in verse 40, says, "But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made." So there were preparations that needed to be done and completed. Let's not deny the real importance of housework and with getting things done. I mean, with nobody doing that stuff, what would get done? If you really think about it, you know, life would be a mess. But according to Jesus, something was wrong. Something was wrong. Now, the verse says here that, you know, there were preparations that had to be made. Martha knew it, but Mary did also. Mary knew. Mary was where? She was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, to what he had to say. She knew that there was stuff that needed to be done and completed. But in other words, she had her priorities in line. Martha had her priorities out of line. And he made that very clear because Mary had chosen the better part. That's what Jesus said. Mary preferred and chose relationship and intimacy with the Lord over the physical preparations and housework associated with his visit. You know, I'm an associate pastor where I serve at my church, and there was a pastor who told me one time, he said, "Your greatest strength as a pastor is not in your knowledge, is not in your education or your experience. Your true power comes from your relationship and your prayer time with the Lord." And that blew me away. I knew that. I knew that intellectually. But he nailed it. Absolutely right. I think there is value and experience and education and knowledge But he says your true power will be with your relationship with Jesus. You know, my wife, about, I think sometime early in 2012, early last year, she came to me and said, hey, you know, do you have some time to talk? And I'm thinking, yeah, sure. Well, what's going on? And we just got to talking. I forgot how we got on the subject, but she really challenged me. She said, you know, I really need you to spend more time with God, not only for yourself, but for me and for our family. Now, I wasn't dropping the ball in any area, but she can tell that she needed more. And she challenged me to spend more time with God. It was it was difficult because I had to get up earlier in my day to make an effort to spend time with God. And I'll tell you what, it's not fun. It was difficult for me because I'm not an early morning person. If the alarm goes off before 6, I'm going to be grouchy for the rest of the day. That's just a reality, okay? There are people who can operate without sleeping, but I can't. I need that sleep. I need that at least 6 or 7 hours, and it was a struggle. But man, oh man, once I get into the Word, once I just dwell in the presence of God, truly, truly, that's where some of my greatest sermons came from. But also, that's where I've seen the most growth in my life. And maybe you're listening today and you've maybe read Luke chapter 10, verse 38, where it talks about Mary and Martha, and you relate to Martha. Maybe you relate to her more than you know. See, Martha may have been busy in the kitchen, but it may not be a kitchen that you're busy with. It could be getting caught up in other relationships, spending time with friends more so than you are with the Lord. Maybe it's your job where you're spending way too much time on the job and forgetting about the relationship with God. Maybe it's trying to work for that promotion. Maybe it's trying to look for that newest vacation spot or whatever it may be. What is your number one priority in your life? Is it your family? Is it money? Is it material things? What is your number one thing in your life? Or the question is, who is number one in your life? God went to Abraham and said, Abraham, Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your son, your one and only son, whom you love, Isaac, on a mountain that I will show you. I want you to sacrifice him. And Abraham was forced with a choice. We read about this in Genesis. Abraham was forced with a choice. When it comes to the blessing or the blessor, which one will you choose? And we read, and we all know it, that Abraham chose to follow and listen and obey God. And man, oh man, did he see the benefits from that. Wow, did he see the benefits of that. And that's my same question for you today on this Thursday. What is your priority? Who is your priority? Is it your job? Is it your retirement, your investments, your money, your paycheck? Or is it the relationship that you have with Jesus? And just spending that one-on-one time with him. You know, there's a story. Robert A. Cook, the president of King's College in New York, was speaking at the Moody Bible Institute a few years ago. He was saying that the day before he had been at a gathering in Washington and had talked to President George Bush, and went on to say that he later spoke briefly with President Ronald Reagan. And smiling, Cook said, but you know what? That's nothing. Because today, I talked with God. If we really understood what an amazing privilege it is that the God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, ruler of all, perfect in holiness and righteousness, the one and only, completely and totally just, loving, merciful, omnipresent God, calls us his children and cares for our little need, I think we should give him a lot more time of our day.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I, who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my home. I, the Lord of wind and plain, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide till their hearts be satisfied. Shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will.
Yes, John Michael Talbot. It's a beautiful song called Here I Am, Lord, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Of course, right here on Great News Radio, the second day of May 2013. And don't forget, friend, I hope you have a chance to spend some time, alone time with the Lord today, and just bask in His presence. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. You can find out all our contact information. You can also give online as well, safely and securely, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I hope you can join us again tomorrow for the Friday edition. Mark and Jason will be in the studio as they will continue their study on the Book of Ruth. That's coming up tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.